I guess we learned something from 2013. Does Utah kind of have a blueprint in place now for in case the government does shut down again?
We do, and every state agency has contingency plans in place, and the governor has indicated he'd like them to begin taking action on that. So some state agencies aren't really impacted much at all. Some receive little to no funding from the federal government. Others, like the National Guard, do receive quite a bit of funding, and so we do have contingency plans in place. 2013, we've been down this road before. We know how this turns out. It's just unfortunate we're having this conversation yet again.
In 2013, the state came in to help the national parks stay open. Would we do that again?
Yeah, so Utah was the very first state to reopen their national parks, and once we did that, other states also struck agreements with the Department of Interior. We expect to do that again. Preliminary discussions have taken place with the Department of Interior, the Secretary Sally Jewell, and others on that front. What's interesting, though, is even if there isn't a shutdown, there is still an impact to the state of Utah. Even here in the governor's office, we've received phone calls from folks out of state asking, are these national parks going to be open? You know, we've planned a trip to Zions. We've planned a trip to Arches. Is that park going to be open? And unfortunately, that uncertainty still costs us money in this state.
This, any sort of government shutdown clearly hurts every state, all 50 of them as you go down the list. But what kind of specific impact does it have here in the state of Utah?
Well, I mentioned the National Guard. That's an example. Certainly the national parks is something that impacts us differently than other states just because we have so many. And October is a busy month for our national parks. So those aren't state agencies, but there's still an impact. And certainly in some of these rural communities, they depend on that for economic development. And Utah led the way again in 2013, and we expect to do the same here if, heaven forbid, we end up in another shutdown.
Is it possible, John, to put a price tag on just the threat of a shutdown?
You know, perhaps that's more difficult. I do know that in 2013, the actual shutdown cost our state an estimated $17.7 million as it relates to just tourism. So there's other impacts as well. And certainly, we would see an impact, like I said, even just the threat of a shutdown. I don't have a number for that, though, unfortunately.
We did front that money to keep those parks open a couple of years ago. We did get that money back, though, from the feds. That's right, isn't it?
Well, we got some of it back. So as the shutdown ended a little earlier than initially we thought, we did get some of that money back. And Congress has indicated that in the future we would get that money back, but there's no guarantee. And Utah fronted more than $1 million for this. We believe the benefit was well worth it. But again, it's just unfortunate we're having this discussion yet again.
Let's hope that you don't have to implement these plans. John, thank you. That's Governor Gary Herbert's spokesman, John Cox, on the KSL In Depth at 15 and 45.